there are only women at the pub, alone and together. They write, I try to speak through them, but the stones in my mouth are too heavy for my hands. Both of you, all of you, just you, separately, alone and together, to speak through the body, my body, through the hands and the stones in my mouth. Why do I write here? And while my guitar gently weeps, blocks my ears on the outside, but not on the inside, I roar. The music does nothing like an aspirin to my hangover, and the pain is not that, it is something exquisite. Exquisite and full of patchy, reworked memory, recurring, halting my body, and last night in my dreams it was perfect. All two of us. Fluctuation, or just let go. To let go is to live too. Bodily, bloodily, blood, body, exquisite pain. Maybe I do not want to let my body speak. I am afraid of what it has to say, of the damage it will cause through speaking. It will damage. Look at the word. Its skyline dominance. Beautiful. Visually. Can one put a full stop and a comma together? One becomes, I become, you become. Selfish, narcissistic, the revolution is over. But I have nothing of consequence to say, nor write. I need, with all of my body, to be on the paper, here, to write, now. Or is it her? She. Her writing has brought me here to recite, between heaven and the abyss. I cannot be honest because there are too many eyes to contend with, and I quite honestly can't be bothered sorting them out here, publicly, as it is. And who else? On the other side, my ego was rubbed and I continued with the masturbation. And like everything, it was momentary. Something lingers, your trace. I don't particularly want it to be honest. Your karma, just. And how many yous think you can? At least three. All of we do not know what it is you're doing. All two of us, the one that leaves and the one that stays on the verge of breaking. Exquisitely. I have always had trouble with pronouns, especially we, and you're not coming and you're not here and neither are you. But I will keep this, and one day I will roll it into a spliff and we can share it, smoke it. It's okay, you said. I don't mind. So look, read where we are now. Not separate, not together. The most desired of place, and that is all that this writing needed to know. I will drink another beer because I felt like wine. But we both understand desire, but you don't. And to damage you, that is what this writing is doing. That is all this reading needed to know. Fuck off. Sorry. It's strange. I won't start a new line because I didn't really want to say it, write it, admit it. I can do all three at once, and I just did. Because of my body, mind, stones, hands, together they will not let me forget. And then I spoke it, despite the stones, and now I'm writing it, despite my hands. Because before there was nothing. And now there is not nothing. All being, perhaps not. An affirmation, and I like your curly hair and your way of not looking at me until you want to know if I'm still listening. Your lips. Most of all, I like your lips and the way they move around, the sounds that emerge from within them. Last night in my dreams, it was perfect. Because there is no such thing as perfection. I am wanted by you. Always, already, I think I will add you to my list. Please don't think of it like a ladder. Think of it as another breath into a balloon. And it has been happening this way now that I think about it rationally. But there is something else. Metaphors of flight. Because always, I've only been able to express myself this way, abstractly. Yes, yes, said Molly Bloom. But I know what I've hidden here from us, but I do not know what you read.